Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get right to it here. I've got a really interesting guest for you. You know, I have to applaud my team. We've had great guests on the program lately. Today's is no exception. Dana Wild is founder and CEO of The Mind Aware and creator of Train Your Brain, and the website for our program today is Dana Wild with an E, so it's DanaWilde.biz. Dana Wild with an E.biz. Dana, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me here. Good to be here.
Very good, very good. So we were getting ready to call you to do an interview, and I was like, okay, it's time for the call of the wild.
Oh, you know what? I really have never heard that. Can okay. you believe it? That's really original. I like that.
Thank you. I'm glad you like it. I write a lot of my own humor, and it's not good usually, but that one worked. Okay. Yes. So, but anyway, so we have the call with Dana Wild, and I'm excited because I know that the big thing that you are very focused on in the work that you do is helping us become more aware, much more aware, about our own thoughts and our how that all plays into our identities and how we, you know, how we think about things, and especially for people who are in business or who are trying to succeed in their careers, how we think about things has a whole bunch to do with the outcomes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, what we discovered, we primarily work with entrepreneurs and businesses. And what we discovered is that you can grow your business more quickly or, you know, even as an individual person, you can bring more abundance into your life and make more money quickly if you actually think differently. You know, the people who are rich, they do actually think differently. And what we've discovered is that you can teach people how to think differently. It's actually really easy when you know the steps to take.
Well, listen, everybody wants that. I mean, unless somebody just you know, has given up, and I think everybody wants to do better. And of course, as you very well know, there are all kind of come-ons and pitches out there of people saying, work less, make more, work from the comfort of your own home, lay on the couch, you know, in your underwear and make money while, you know, everybody, all those other schmucks are out there really trying to work for a living. So, I mean, I know that there are people that prey on that, but you're talking about, though, is having, you know, having a real impact on your own personal situation by learning how to think and look at things in a better way.
Yeah, exactly. What we've discovered, you know, it's kind of funny because when you think about the messages we get culturally, as a culture, we're really, and I'm from the Midwest, so we're very much pull yourself up by your bootstraps and work harder and work long hours and nothing comes easy. And the reason that is because most people have not learned how to leverage the power of their mind or their emotion or intention. So we have a practice we call intentional action that we teach people how to use. And it's really easy. I can explain it right now, as a matter of fact. If you think about when you're frustrated or you're feeling terrible or you're feeling crappy, and you try to take action in your business or in your life, it's so hard. You just feel like you're moving a boulder right uphill. But if you wait and you take action when you feel good, you get your mindset right first, you get yourself feeling good, you get your mindset on board with your project first, then take action, that's when it feels like, gosh, I'm hardly working and everything is happening so easily. Does that make sense?
That makes sense to me. Well, as you're describing it, Dane, I'm going, yeah, that's me. That's me. I've written a couple of books, and it took me a year to do it, and it was 50 Fridays, you know, and I remember distinctly there being days where I was just you know, ripping off the words, and it would just, you feel good, your mind's straight, everything just flows. And then other days, I felt like I had five or six of those boulders you talked about that I was trying to push up just to get one page filled.
It's right. We have my background is in direct sales, and in the direct sales business, these are like the party plan, like, you know, Tupperware Mary Kay type people. Well, we have a term because sometimes people come into the business and we call them ignorance on fire because they know absolutely don't have a clue what they're doing, but they're doing it with such enthusiasm that they're having all this success. And this is what we've discovered with Train Your Brain, is that you can actually train people to be into that mode, into that feeling, into that flow, so that they're having that same success, and it seems to be coming effortlessly because of the mindset you're in. And it makes it so much easier. That's when, you know, you have those experiences where you feel like everything's going your way and money is coming to you and you're really not having to work for it. And you are, of course, taking action on working, but it just doesn't feel like it because you're enjoying yourself so much.
Well, and that's, you know, again, I know it's a cliche and it's been said often, but when you enjoy what you do, it's not really work because you don't feel like you're working. You're doing things that you enjoy, and whenever we do something we enjoy, it doesn't fit the mold of what is considered work is when you're being put out to do something you don't really want to do.
Well, that's exactly right. And what we're doing is we're just taking the basic principles of the brain that we really have used for our entire lives since we came on to the, you know, this existence. We've been using our brain a certain way, and so we're just tapping into what we're already doing with our brain, but we're just doing it better. And so I can tell you a little bit about that if you're interested, about kind of what we tap into.
I do. I want to do this. I want to take a quick break, and we'll come back. Dana Wild is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Dana Wild with an E, .biz is the website. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
And we are back. Dana Wild is my guest today. She's on the line getting in touch with us. She is the president and CEO, well, founder and CEO, I don't know if that includes the president title, but of the Mind Aware and creator of the Train Your Brain, and her website is Dana Wild with an E.biz. So Dana, you started to tell us right before the break there about how some of this works. So give us the details. We're hungry for the details.
Well, I tell you, it's really easy when I tell you. It's one of those things where you go, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. And here's what it is. All of us, we're born into this world really clean slates, and we grow and we're toddlers and we're children. We're learning to pick up objects and we're learning to take those first steps. And if you look at any toddler, you can see by the look on their face, they're using their full conscious focused attention to learn how to take those first steps across the room or how to pick up an object. You know, it's complicated. Think about picking up an object. I mean, all the things you have to maneuver, all those muscles and, you know, navigation. But eventually what happens is we practice these things over and over and over again, and we get so good at them that we turn them over to our unconscious minds. And so most of us now, if we walk across a room or we pick up an object, we don't have to, you know, quote unquote, think about it, so to speak. We just do it. And this is how our brain works. We use our conscious attention. We do it with the things we think about ourselves, too. We focus our minds. We think things like, we're shy or we're procrastinators or we're bad at art or we're good swimmers or we hate broccoli and love chocolate, all of those things. We practice that, those ideas so often that we turn them over to our unconscious mind and we just act on them automatically. And so really, we end up on this cycle over and over and over again of thinking the same thoughts, you know, reinforcing the same beliefs or ideas about ourselves, thinking the same thoughts. And so we just have learned how to tap into it and break that cycle of perpetual sameness so that you don't just continually unconsciously, you know, reinforce all these same things. I mean, brain scientists say that we have between 60 and 90,000 thoughts a day. And the crazy thing is 96% of those thoughts are the same thoughts we had yesterday. And so we have to stop the cycle somewhere, and that's where we do it.
Yeah, that's what you call the cycle of perpetual sameness. I wanted to ask you about that because I was looking over, you know, some of your material. And so What? Well, the question is, what causes us to do that? As we're trying to reconcile things, we're stuck on something. Why do we do that?
Well, I'll give you a really good example of somebody we worked with, and I think it'll illuminate it for you. This was a filmmaker, and he was really shy. He was a very shy person, and so he was having a challenge because he was trying to go to these networking events and talk to people about his project, but he was really choking up. And so what happens is you have the belief you're shy, and in the brain we have a little matchmaker. I like to call it the little matchmaker. It's called the reticular activating system, and its full-time job all day, every day, is to match up the outside world to your inside picture. So let's say you've got a great belief. Like, let's say you think something like, it's easy for me to get customers in my business. Well, your little matchmaker inside spends all day, every day, sifting through all the billions of bits of information that come at us and finds those customers for you. Well, in this guy's case, he was going to these events and immediately getting sweaty palms and shallow breathing and, you know, couldn't speak and couldn't string a sentence together because his little matchmaker was matching up, but he was shy and paralyzed to talk to people, which wouldn't be so bad, except, of course, he'd leave the event, and this is what we do, isn't it? Then what we do is we beat ourselves up, and he would do things like, you know, I'm terrible, I'm an awful person, yada, yada,
just
yada.
Just repeats the cycle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And this is the cycle of perpetual sameness. It's how it works.
Okay. I know I'm asking obvious questions, Dana, but how do we get off the cycle? How do we break that cycle?
No, that's an excellent question, because absolutely, it's on everybody's mind. So obviously, you can go in and get hypnotherapy and break it right at the unconscious level, or you can go in and, like most people do, from January 1st to January 5th of every year and try to force yourself to act differently, right, which doesn't work very well. Or you can do what we train at Train Your Brain, which is you can start to think differently. So you stop beating up on yourself. You stop reinforcing those negative beliefs, and you start talking differently. And sometimes it's easy. You know, sometimes it's as easy as saying something like, okay, things are getting better and everything's going my way and I'm willing to let this go and I'm going to, you know, take it easy. And sometimes we give you little tricks and techniques. And I can tell you what we did for this shy fellow, because in his case, you know, he'd been shy his whole life and it was challenging. But if you like, it's a real easy technique everybody can apply.
Sure.
What it's called is a transitory statement, and you take the power of the word but, which is a very powerful word in the English language, and you start using it to your advantage. So people have always been told, don't say the word but, you know, it's negative. But the truth is, what but does is it negates everything that comes before it.
Correct.
So in this case with this gentleman, he couldn't walk around and go, I'm an extrovert. I mean, he would have felt like an idiot, you know, walking around trying to talk himself into that. So what he started doing is he started just coaxing himself into a new image. He started saying things like, I'm shy, but I always hook up with the right people. I'm shy, but I always find people who are passionate about my project. I'm shy, but things are going my way. I'm shy, but people like my style. So what happened was he very easily started finding the right people to work with him because he could keep his image, you know, but just change the negative message. Does that make sense?
Dana, I tell you what, I'm going to give you and my listeners a real world dose of it. I mean, I'm an introvert. I'm introverted, okay, but here I am on the radio and I talk to people all day long doing financial planning for them. So I'll do a test run. I'm an introvert and I'm shy, but put me in an environment where I can be passionate about something and help other people, and voila, I'm an extrovert, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And the other one that works for this guy, too, is he realized, well, I'm shy, but I do great in one-on-one conversations.
Mm.
So he started setting himself up. And sometimes, you know, we've run into people who they're using this naturally and they don't even know what they're doing. If you've ever met somebody who's got a really messy desk, and almost all of those people, they all say, oh, my desk is a mess, but I always know when I need it. And so this is it. This is what training your brain is. You just start to do it more consciously. You start to become more aware of, you know, is this the message I want my reticular activating system to match up or not? You know, we do these things, knee-jerk reaction, unconsciously, and this is, we help you get your mind aware.
Very good, Dana. You've got my number. Dana Wild is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. Her website is, to get more information, she's got a free video training series for our listeners, danawild.biz. Stay right there. We're going to take a quick break.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
And we are back. Dana Wild is on the line with us, and it's Dana Wild with an E dot biz. Another quick introduction. Founder, CEO of the Mind Aware, and creator of the Train Your Brain. And if you've been listening, you can see she's all about training the brain. You know, something I want to go back to real quick, Dana, that we kind of jumped in and started talking about at the beginning of our show. We talked about the matchmaker in our heads, this reticular activating system, but because it's about trying to match up the outside world to our inside world. But one of the things I meant to ask you about, because this is so much of, we touched on it, so much of what's out there about psychology and self-talk, and it's about helping, a lot of it's intended to try to help people not sabotage themselves. Can you speak to that and how, maybe why we do that and how we, again, kind of wrap that into our conversation about how we can break that pattern?
Yeah, thanks for asking that question, because I'll tell you something. It's popular to use that terminology about sabotaging ourselves, and I think it really comes from the idea that your brain is not your best friend. You have to, you know, maybe it's a little Hollywood, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
oh,
it
there's
is.
Something lurking in there that's going to come out, you know, like, it's like brain as mugger or something. It's lurking behind a tree and it's going to come out and hit you in the head or something. But the reality is, the brain, the exact same mechanisms that people talk about when they talk about why it's sabotaging you, those are the exact same mechanisms that also will have it benefit you and be your best friend. The beauty about the brain is that the unconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's imagined. And so if you feed it the right images and the right messages of what you want, it is like a little captain of a ship that stands there at attention and says, aye, aye, Dana, what do you want? You know, you say we find customers for our business every day, gotcha, I'm on the lookout. And so I really, my mission is to kind of rewrite that message and not have people be afraid of their brains anymore, like they're muggers behind a tree, but start realizing that they're it's your best friend. You tell it the right information, and it will go out there and look for you. And I can give you an example if you have time. Would you like?
Yeah, please.
You know, if you go to a conference, let's say you drive up and you're going to a speaker, and you pull into the parking lot. It's at a hotel, and you get into the hotel, and there's somebody on stage, and the guy on stage says to you, what color is the car two doors to the right from where you park? We go look around. Nobody in the audience is going to know. They're going to be like, well, I don't remember. I didn't think to look. And then day two, you're going to show up at the conference again, and it's day two of the conference, and the guy on stage, his first thing is going to say, what color is that car two doors down from where you parked? And again, maybe 25% of the audience will remember, but for the most part, the audience is going to be, dang it, he got me again. Well, by day three, when you pull into that parking lot, your brain is going to go tap, tap, tap. Dana, you know that guy's going to ask you what color the car is, so look this time where it is and find out the color, and when you get in there, you're going to have the answer. Well, this is what the brain does for you. When you start feeding it the information that you want, it will start looking for you for that information. And by day three, the majority of the audience will know the color of the car.
Well, now that's excellent, Dana. And I know that you've got a lot of good resources on your website, the Dana Wild with an E.biz, where people can get more information. let's take this and apply it to, of course, what I do every day. The radio is just a little part of what I do. I'm a financial planner, and that's what I do. I'm working with people all the time, and of course, we, you know, are talking about money and their finances and investing. So let me take your brain training, your brain, this whole thought and the knowledge you have with it. And so let's apply that now a little bit to what people need to do. How can we help people? I guess I'm looking for a little bit of guidance here from you. How can we help people think more the right ways about their money and use some of what you're doing to get there? You know what I'm trying to say?
I do. And actually, there's just a few really easy steps. It's so easy, and everybody can apply this starting right now. Well, the first step is start listening to the stories you're telling about money right now. And so, for example, you know these people who they say things like, oh, I always pick on lucky stock, or, you know, I always have enough, but then sure enough, a bill will come up and it will take all my savings. So start paying attention and start getting really aware of what stories are you telling, either just inside your head or to other people around money.
It's a lot about self-awareness, isn't it?
Totally self-awareness. Once you can get into figuring out what you're already saying, you can say to yourself, okay, step two, little matchmaker, is this the message I want to match? Do I want to keep matching that message that I always seem to pick the wrong stock? No. All right, so step three is I've got to start telling a different story. I've got to start changing that self-talk. And sometimes it's easy. And like I say, and you just say things like, I always pick winners. I always pick winners. I always make great money choices. I'm a good money manager. You can say those things. But if that doesn't feel true to you and it doesn't generate a lot of positive emotion, then try things with the but in the middle. That's a good first step. We've got many methods for transitory statements. It's an easy one.
I like that one a lot. Because you know what? It's really, Dana, it's really practical, because I think a lot of us will feel like we're playing mind games with ourselves. We say, you know, it kind of reminds me of the Saturday Night Live skit with, doggone it, I'm smart enough, I'm nice, and people like me. I want to be genuine. I think a lot of us really, you know, if we can't be honest with ourselves, who can we be honest with, you know? But I love that approach, because yes, I messed up, or yes, I did this, or yes, I did that, or yes, I'm this way, or I do these things, but...
Yeah. But I'm getting better.
Yeah, but I'm, you know, I like that a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And Stuart Smalley, by the way, is alive and well on YouTube. He is I love that guy from Saturday Night Live, you know. The doggone it,
well,
people like me.
Doggone it, if you keep doing it, you can even be a U.S. senator.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're right. So step three is really just about saying, you know what, I haven't made great choices in the past, but I'm getting education now, but I'm getting better all the time, but I see it turning around, but it's starting to shift. I mean, if you start making those messages, you can feel the relief in your body immediately when you say that. And then the final step, step four, is really just do whatever it takes to feel positive. Believe those statements, feel positive, let yourself nurture that new vision, because if you nurture that new vision, I'm not kidding, David, I'm talking within days, you start to see evidence of the change in your new self-talk. It will blow your mind how fast stuff starts to...
Well, and everybody picks up on that around you. We all naturally gravitate toward the positive people. We, you know, either on a conscious or subconscious or both levels, try to get away from somebody who's negative or shy away from it. And people want to be around positive people. You talked about the ignorant enthusiasm or ignorance on fire. I mean, you could have somebody that, let's say somebody comes into my office and they are selling something at whatever type of advertising or, you know, we're working on our budget for 2014. So, you know, we're having people come in my office. And if somebody comes in with a really positive attitude and they're super enthusiastic about what they're doing, that's going to rub off. I'm not going to be able to help it.
Yeah. And you like them. You want to do business with them. You want to do more for them. You know, it's just natural. We want to help and we want to do business with people that make us feel good and who feel good themselves. And so it just starts to shift really fast. And the other good news is if the more negative you've been throughout your entire life, the faster this will work for you. Because you're already getting the results you're getting with a negative attitude. And so I'm not kidding. If you apply just a little bit of this, you know, start immediately after this interview and just start saying more positive things. We have people who implement mantras just for kicks that make them laugh. Things like, I'm a money magnet, or money is flowing to me easily, and they'll set it to music. And well, we have one, she loves this one called I Get Unexpected Checks in the Mail. And they do it almost as a joke.
Yeah.
But, you know, 50 to 100 times a day, and suddenly stuff starts to happen, and it you can't help but feel positive when you start to see the results, you know?
Well, it's a great message you have, Dana. Dana Wild is our guest. Dana Wild with an E.biz. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market? How can you tell? It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back. Dana Wild's been my guest today. She's founder and CEO of The Mind Aware and creator of Train Your Brain and the website, free video training series for all the listeners. Dana Wild with an E.biz, danawild.biz. And, you know, I was thinking, Dana, of a real practical application of everything that you're sharing with us today, which is very insightful, is when I do what I do, you know, obviously talking about money, there's a lot of emotion, there's a lot of preconceived ideas about money, or maybe some of the self-sabotage or frustration, or, I mean, money is just laced with emotion and feeling and all of that stuff. And so very often I find myself in a little bit of a counselor role, especially with couples. And so, you know, one of the things I'm going to use from what we've talked about today, so I already see a positive application, is I'm going to start using that but. I'm going to start giving them that but. You know, because they come in and you know, because I show people when I meet with them, we do an analysis of where they are and what they're trying to accomplish, and I help them identify things they need to do better. So I'm going to start sharing with them, here's what you've got, or here's where you are, or this may be how you feel about this, but, how powerful is that?
Yeah, it's really good, and they'll be able to feel the relief. I can give you another really easy one like that that you might like if we have time. Do you have a second?
Yeah, sure.
Well, a lot of times what we find when we're working with entrepreneurs or working around money is a lot of times people are at the level of frustration. And we do a lot of work on the emotional scale. It's got a lot of gradients, but for the easiest point right now, people don't have to be bouncing off the walls blissful or happy or joyful or appreciative in order to be successful financially. If they can just move themselves from frustration into a feeling of hope, feeling more hopeful, they will start to feel the shift and start to move themselves financially just with that little bit of a shift. So what we tell people to do is, you know, when you feel yourself in those knots of frustration and overwhelmment, just to start saying little hope sentences in your mind, like, okay, I hope I find an answer, and I hope I start to feel better, and I hope that this works itself out. And when you start to get those hopeful feelings and purposefully generate them, you know, purposefully start making yourself tell a more hopeful story and start using those hope statements, what happens is you start to feel the shift in your body emotionally. And when you start to feel the shift in your body emotionally, that's when your brain gets more resourceful. Very closed off and not resourceful when you're frustrated. But when you're hopeful, the brain gets really resourceful for you and finds answers.
Well, and your energy levels go through the roof because, you know, when somebody has lost hope, that now we're talking about depression.
Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
When you're depressed, for those people out there who've dealt with depression, I mean, you feel just, I mean, that you just can't do anything.
Well, exactly, and that's why we try to tell people, look, you may not be blissed out 24 hours a day, but if you can feel hopeful and keep yourself feeling hope, your brain will be resourceful enough that you will find the answers you need.
Outstanding, Dana. Dana Wild's been our guest, founder, CEO of The Mind Aware, creator of Train Your Brain, the website. You can go get a free video training session, Dana Wild with an E.biz, danawild.biz. Dana, we're going to keep hope alive.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's been so fun being here. I really appreciate it.
Well, we really appreciate you being on the program, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.